Oh my God. Add one FTE triangle NC. Somebody save me from listening to that stupid shit called the flying saucer where we've got a transdesical in there that can't figure out international phonetics. Kangaroo elephant? Really? I wonder if that's going to be followed by chocolate bunny. What a bunch of goddamn morons. Holy shit, are they friggin' stupid. So I guess, it's W as in whack-a-mole, huh? W1ZOT. No idea. They got some female over there talking. Well, I think she's a female. You look at her picture on QRZ, and I'm not quite sure. But anyway, she's over there. She's trying to give out phonetics for her email address, and she came out with, for K, she, instead of Kilo or anything else, she came up with Kangaroo, and then E instead of Echo or Edward, if you're going to use law enforcement phonetics, she came up with Elephant. I'm like, oh my God, you've got to be flipping kidding me. So, I don't know, well, I do know why I listen to them, so that I can hear this kind of stupid shit and come over and comment on it. And realize that, you know, on days where I think that maybe I'm not the most intelligent person on the planet, I can listen to those complete jackasses and realize, you know what, compared to them, I'm a goddamn NASA rocket scientist. And they're all idiots. And I heard through the grapevine today that apparently Triangle NC came up over there on the saucer. I don't know for how long. I didn't hear the context of it, but apparently, Roger has decided that the reason that we talk about him is because we're jealous. Yeah, I am absolutely 100%. I'm going on record now. I hope somebody's recording. I'm going on record to say that I am jealous of the Flying Saucer Network, and specifically Roger. Man, I really wish I could be him. I really wish that I could be a fat douche nozzle that sits at home all day, collects disability while building felon spots and selling them, even though I'm not supposed to, in a piece of shit rat hole house in the middle of nowhere in Florida that I catch on fire and blame wet moss, that has 800 hotspots, that gets hit by lightning, constantly gets infected with computer viruses, and I have a daughter that hates me, and I get banned on Brandmeister. Yep, you're goddamn right, Robert. I am so goddamn jealous, you have no idea. So I have nothing, I can't do anything else with it except come over here and talk bad about him, because I am so jealous that I am not Roger, and I don't have the flying saucer to talk on. Oh, my God. He is so spot on, it hurts. Jealous too, because they have, as I've been told many times by the king of the salsa people, Roger, that it's a great network with a great bunch of hams. And that's why I'm jealous, is because he was in a rat hole. Actually, this is his, he's dealt with his landlord before. He used to live over there before. So when he moved out of his daughter's place and where he is now, the only reason why he was able to do that is because the landlord knew him. He knew all about him. I think the both of them were on the same friggin' level anyways. So, I am jealous. I am jealous of the fact that I don't live in a rat hole. And the fact that I am not a TGIF ranger who wants to live the life of danger. W1ZOT.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, it never ceases to amaze me, Phil. Yeah. We're jealous of that douchebag. Yeah. No, man, you caught me, Roger, I'll tell you. I'm jealous that we don't say Roger at the beginning of every transmission, that we're not on the side all the time like they are. Yeah, we don't have the same morons that come up with phonetics like kangaroo, elephant. Ah, that's terrible. I wish I could have come up with that on my own. Man, I mean, that's you've got to be uniquely qualified to do that.
And all the other mental midgets that are over there constantly running their yak. And of course, the king of the idiots himself, good old Roger. The professional victim where, you know, nothing is ever his fault. The fact that his credit score is 5 is not his fault. The fact that his daughter hates him is not his fault. The fact that his daughter didn't pay the bill, the doctor, the VA screwing him up. Basically anything that has ever happened to the guy, is none of it is his fault at all. He's completely a blameless victim. And if the world would just, you know, stop treating him poorly, then life would be better. But yes, it is a great group of hams. A great group of retarded hams, but a great group of something, a gaggle. I don't even think it's a group. I think it's a gaggle of mental midget douchebags over there on the saucer, and he's the kingpin. And I'm so jealous. I really wish I could be the kingpin of a great gaggle of douchebags. Oh, my God, if I had that, oh, Jesus. I would be fulfilled in life, Bill. I mean, seriously, you Roger, I'll be on the side. Show a little bit more sensitivity there, because it is true that the world is against Roger, and that the planet is out to get him. That pretty much sums it up right there. And, oh my God, last night I was listening to Roger, talking to EA7KDO, and Roger was, I think he was attempting to host a design review of the new requirements for the bisexual, Nexon display. And I listened for about 15 minutes while Roger was trying to define the new technical requirements for the bisexual Nexon display. After 15 minutes, my ears started to bleed, and I had to go to the emergency room.
Terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that you had bleeding ears. That's not very good, but yes, listening to the flying saucer will do that to you. You get a case of the ear bleed. And if you continue on listening past the ear bleeding stage, it could be like chemical castration along with a frontal lobotomy. So it's very bad. You got to be careful. You got to limit your exposure. Otherwise, bad things will happen. So I'm glad you made it out alive. So I want to know, I didn't listen obviously to the net on Friday because I was busy doing basically anything else like taking a dump. But I did happen to see that somebody posted on their super secret Facebook group page that whatever topic that they had for Friday night, absolutely, it was great that they had it. It really needed to be discussed. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I wonder what that was. I wonder what the topic of discussion was. Like, how to rub one out with the appropriate petroleum jelly? I mean, the inquiring minds want to know what kind of mind-bending topic they came up with that needed to be discussed. Holy shit.
There had been some product that Roger had purchased for 2 bottle caps and 3/4 that didn't live up to his high expectations, and he wanted to do what he usually does and point out that he was the victim of this purchase and that the vendor which he purchased the item from was doing him wrong on all accounts. Even though the bottle caps were later found to be counterfeit.
And I get little birdies telling me that it was all about the customer service shit. Yeah, I do remember him ranting and raving about that. Oh my God almighty. Once again, the freaking victim. Well, that's great. I'm glad they all hashed that out. I'm sure everything's right in the world now that they had that topic on the net and everybody was able to comment on it. Jesus. And I'm sure that, the trans testicle that's talking now and, Captain, I've got a stick up my ass. You ever notice that? Every time I hear him, Captain Gay Shorts, also now dubbed Captain Stick Up His Ass, he sounds like he's got a stick up his ass. I don't know how you do that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Or, you know, like he's taking a perpetual gump. One of the two. There's something about his sphincter that's causing his voice to act that way. I don't know what it is.
But he gets on you like that, and he's like, yeah, I got a picture on the QRZ with these homosexual shorts. And I don't know why I was wearing them, probably because I'm a closet homosexual. But and I talk like this because I've had one too many pokes or prods in my anus, so I guess. I don't know, I don't get it.
No, Keith, you're an outstanding individual, because what you just did is exactly what transpired last night, and the way that Roger sounded when he was doing his, quote, design review. I think that's when the medication kicks in.
No, that's not Roger. That's one of the minions, one of the lieutenants. The one who lives up north. You know, Captain Gayshorts. So, yeah, I'm sure you can figure out who it is. If you listen over there enough, you'll hear him get on there and
he talks like this all the time. You can't miss him.
Oh, I see. Correct. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah, he's the one that does the, it's kind of like a Vulcan mind meld, only involves his mouth and his sphincter.
Yeah. Well, and again, you look him up on QRZ, you see that wonderful picture that he posted, and he's got, like, these shorts that some 80s homosexual dude might wear, along with a wife beater. It's like, I don't know what kind of a look you're going for, dude, but I don't know. Now, I'm not Captain Fashion by any stretch of the imagination, but if I was going to put a picture of myself anywhere, I probably would not choose that particular outfit. I mean, unless that's what you're going for, like early 80s Village People member, or, you know, you just watched the Police Academy movies and you're thinking about going to the Blue Oyster Bar, that might be something appropriate to wear. I have no idea. I guess it shouldn't be for me to condemn his fashion choice, but I looked at that and I'm like, wow, that's like raving homosexual. But maybe not. Maybe it's metrosexual. I don't know. I haven't quite figured it out yet, but obviously he's proud of it, because there it is in its full glory. Oh my God.
You know, over there, they have a different view of body image than anybody else in the known universe, as far as I can tell. Based on some of the other members' pictures. Oh, my God. It's like, why don't you get out of the Village People, get up there, and wear something that, you know, you won't scare dogs and Williams women with, for Christ's sake. I mean, Jesus, man. Put that out in the public internet, and that's their first image, of you, and that's enough to scare anybody away.
I don't know, Phil. It's just, it just boggles my mind. It really does. Yeah. Yeah, we talk about them, Phil, because we're just jealous. We're jealous of the saucer. We're jealous of Roger. Man, we're just so freaking jealous. That all we can do, the only way that we can deal with our jealousy is to put them down. Oh, my God. Yep. Jesus, he's got us pinned. He's got us pegged. Not pinned, pegged. Yep, that's exactly it. Oh, you have no idea how jealous I've been. Oh, God. Anyway. You know, it really would be kind of fun if one of these, if at some point one of these mysterious bridges were to show up. And we get bridged over there. Can you imagine? His head would probably explode, number one. Number two, he'd be going for that magic band button. And that's the other thing that drives me insane. You know, he goes on there and he bashes Brandmeister all the time. Oh, Brandmeister, I'm a baby Meister, Brandmeister, me. And they were mean to me, and they banned me, and me. And we would never do anything like that. We're so much better than Brandmeister. We do this, and we do that.
And it's like, hey, asshole, do you or do you not have a dashboard that's open 24 hours a day that you probably take to the shitter with you, so that in case somebody shows up that you don't like, or, you know, says something you don't like, or whatever the case may be, you hit the magic ban button, provided they're on DMR and they go away. And are you criticizing Brandmeister for doing that? You're doing it too? I don't get it. What separates you from the, you know, the evildoers at Brandmeister, if that's what you're doing? There are so many different hypocrisies that he spews that just drives me insane. It's just mind-boggling. I know for a fact he bans people. Well, I can say, speak for myself, I've been banned. I had a conversation with Kai one night, and he was saying, hey, go check out this on TGF.network. I said, I can't get there. And he looked around and he says, oh, yeah, that's because you're banned. So I kept that conversation and put it away in my little safe for, a rainy day. W1ZOT.
Yeah, see, I mean, what an asshole. He goes around and saying that, he's been wrong. He was banned by Brandmeister. Oh, why did they do that to me? I don't get it. I'm just a guy who's trying to help people, and I'm, you know, so awesome, and I build felon spots for people, and, I provide the best customer service out of any, you know, from anywhere, bar none. Bah. So how could they possibly ban me? Why would they do that? And I would never, ever, ever do anything like that, because that's just terrible. Why would never treat my worst enemy that way? Yet, you're banned. I mean, how does that work? Was he on some sort of medication? Did he leave his body? Was he possessed at the time, and it wasn't really him that pushed the ban button? I mean, I don't get it. That goes against everything he friggin' spews out of his fat, disabled, megalomaniac face. I would never do such a thing. I was Brandmeister assholes. But yet, here you are today, banned from TGIF. That's terrible, Phil. I don't know how you live with yourself. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm at least banned from my house. And probably a block of IPs from T-Mobile. At least the ones on the East Coast. Oops, you forgot about the ones on the West Coast. There's a hint for you there, Roger Rogers. Don't get on your crap that way. And, he probably was possessed by, you know, aliens. That falls right in line with being a victim, so he probably did the banning while being possessed by the reptilian visitors from planet Roger Rogers 2. And so he's blaming them. He is not responsible, sir.
Oh, man. I wonder if maybe a side effect of his alien abduction or possession was a painful rectal itch. I'm just waiting for him to come on now one day and say, I can't sit down anymore, guys. I got painful rectal itch, and I got that from when I was abducted by aliens, and, it's definitely not my fault, because, I didn't give myself painful rectal itch, and somebody had to have given it to me, because, and I can't believe, I'm just a nice guy trying to do my own thing, and I don't know why the world's constantly taking a big turd on me. I don't get it.
Well, there's probably two causes of it. One thing I'll admit is he sits on his ass all day, which will give any human being rectal itch if they don't get up every once in a while and go for a friggin' walk. Or, like you said, it could be the goddamn aliens that have him under mind control, which I would think would be a pretty big job for the aliens. You know. I mean, he's like a giant, meat bucket. And they're the puppet masters. I mean, how do you manage that thing, for God's sakes?
Oh, my God. I don't know. All right. Anyway, good times had by all. Yeah, but I'm jealous. Apparently, we are all jealous of the flying saucer, because that's why we talk about them. Man. Yep.
I think he's clairvoyant.